We have a very special guest this morning. Well, not a guest. She's a member of the family. She returned just a couple of weeks ago from Australia, where she spent 6 months, almost 6 months away at Youth with a Mission, learning and studying things and then being a missionary, short-term missionary in that country and in many places. And she has come full of the Spirit of the Lord this morning, all pumped up and excited to share some of her experiences with you. And I thought it would just be wonderful if you guys would welcome Amy Terrell to come and share her story. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful young lady. Amy is just such a pleasure and a joy. She's like another daughter to me, and she's a daughter to all of us. And we are grateful that you brought her home safely. We ask, Lord, that today you'd fill her with your enthusiasm, with your spirit, and the words that she says, that she speaks, will just touch our hearts. Speak through her, Lord. Let her be your mouthpiece. We thank you for her in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's all you, girl.
So, as Pastor Eric said, I left at the end of September, this past September, to go to Australia to do missions training. I went to an organization called Youth with a Mission to do a discipleship training school. And a discipleship training school is 3 months of lecture phase where each week we learned about a different subject, like hearing the voice of God, the Father, heart of God, Holy Spirit, just like subjects that are really core to our faith and to missions. And then after the three-month lecture phase, there was a two-month outreach phase where you go from the place where you went to do your DTS, which I went to Adelaide in South Australia, and you go to do missions work outside of that base. I'm feeling really nervous. Do you all want to pray for me again?
Imagine we're sitting in the living room and you're drinking a cup of tea.
Well, family.
That's right.
We love
that.
Okay. So, that's what a DTS is. So, before I explain or go into depth about my specific DTS, I just wanted to give you a bit of backstory about me. When I was about 7 years old, I was diagnosed with a mental illness called severe separation anxiety. And that meant that I was really, really afraid to leave my mom. And it kind of traveled over into every area of my life. I was just filled with a lot of fear all the time. But the biggest thing was that I was afraid to be separated from my mom. And then in fourth grade, I started taking medication and still struggled with it for a few more years. But the Lord healed me of that. He spoke to me and healed me and just completely delivered me of that illness. Yeah, awesome. and then so towards the end of high school, when I was asking the Lord what I was supposed to do after high school, he revealed to me that I was supposed to go to Australia. And I'd loved Australia for a long time, but it was just so awesome that he told me that I was actually like meant to go there to do missions. And I just saw it as such a redemptive thing that he would send me to the place that was literally the farthest place I could go from home, when as a little girl I'd been so afraid to leave my mom. Even at family parties I wanted to stay next to her, so it's just crazy. Yeah, so I went to Australia, and right off the bat during the DTS they had us doing things that were completely outside of my comfort zone and completely not who I was when I was little. They had us going around praying for strangers. We went to the beach and played volleyball, went up to random people and said, hey, you want to come play with us? And so I was out there playing volleyball with strangers, which is crazy because I never involved myself in group activities as a child. I was way too scared. And then we went and did this thing called Schoolies, which is a festival that a Christian organization puts on for kids who graduate from high school, so they can go and party in a more safe environment, so they don't like completely destroy themselves and the area that they go to party. So I was there dancing around crazily, loving on drunk kids, and it was just so not me. It was awesome. And then we were also involved in a program that the Salvation Army in Adelaide and Youth with a Mission run together called Do Unto Others, which is an outreach to the homeless community in the city of Adelaide. And two nights a week they serve meals and play games with the people, and it's just really cool. The DTS that I went to do was called an adventure discipleship training school. And so that meant they had us going out and doing fun things in the woods and crazy stuff. And so one time we had to hike this water pipe. And when I was at the bottom, I was like, no way, I am not doing that. I was so scared. But they were so encouraging, and they just told me I could do it. And I was like, you know what? I have Jesus. I can do this. And so I just went up there thinking about Jesus the whole time. Jesus, don't let me fall off. Jesus, help me keep my balance. And then the view from the top was awesome. The place in the back there is like all of Adelaide you could see from the top. It's really cool. So after the lecture phase, we headed to outreach. And our whole outreach took place within Australia. We traveled all around, starting in Byron Bay, the place in red. And it's this hippie surfer beach town where we went to be involved in this thing called Impact Summer, which is a bunch of youth with mission bases throughout Australia come together, and they go to do evangelism in Byron Bay. And so we spent like 10 days there doing evangelism. And the first night was really awesome. It just like set the stage for the whole time that we were there. So we went out, it was New Year's Eve, and we went out on the beach to do worship before we went out to do evangelism. And so we're worshiping, and this lady comes up to me, and she asks me who we are, what we're doing, and I just explained to her, and she told me her story, and I was able to encourage her and pray for her, and she was just so blessed. She was crying. It was awesome. We also had the opportunity, some people from our team, to lead worship in Byron Bay. The whole team, the Impact Summer team, would get together and have worship in the morning, so we got to lead it sometimes. The main evangelism thing that we did was free pancakes and chai, so people would come all around the beach to come get chai and pancakes, and then we would talk to them about Jesus or just life and chai tea. and they also had, like, speakers, that's what they're called, and stuff set up there, and they had this guy who usually did worship, and I just wanted to sing so bad, but I was like too nervous because it's a bunch of strangers and I don't really know these people. But one night I got up the boldness to go and ask if I could sing with him, which is again so not who I was when I was little. And then another time, we actually, a few people from our team led it by ourselves, and I was the only one with a microphone, which was terrifying, but it was so growing and so awesome, and just, I look back on it, and I was like, wow, I just sang for a bunch of strangers by myself to these people, and when I was little, I just wanted to hide in a corner. Like, it's just so amazing how God just completely turned it around. And then we also did some dramas, like gospel dramas and teaching about prayer and stuff, which is another thing that is crazy that I did, because that's something I would have been really scared to do. And even when they told us we were going to have to like learn the dramas and do the dramas, I wasn't even fazed by it. I was just like, okay, let's do this. And it's just, the whole thing was just showing me really that God is so incredible and he totally redeems our lives. So after Byron Bay, we headed into the outback, and we got to go to some really cool places, and it was gorgeous, and red sand, and it was awesome. So this map is kind of intense, but I'll point out things to you. Number one is Byron Bay. That's where we went first that I was just talking about. And then two is Broken Hill. It's this city in the middle of nowhere. You like go up on the hill and look out, and it's just like a desert with this city in the middle of it. And so we went there and did a ton of intercession for the city. We went up on the hill and prayed and worshiped. And yeah, it was really cool. And then we made our way all the way up to number three through the outback to Alice Springs. So we actually went to Tea Tree, which is a really small town that's not on there because it's super small. That's about 2 hours north of Alice Springs. And in Tea Tree, we got to interact with the Aboriginal community a lot. They come to the church there that a missionary couple there runs. And we ran a festival for the families during the week. We had like fun game nights and movie nights and like cooking nights. We led worship for them. We did a few of our dramas for them. We got to chat with them one-on-one and pray for them. They were so receptive of prayer. I just thought it was so awesome how much they wanted us to pray for them and pray for their kids and stuff. And then I had an opportunity to share my testimony, which I had never done before. I'd shared it with just our discipleship training school group at the beginning. And when I did, I was so nervous and it took me so long to get it out. But then when we were on outreach and they told me I had to do it, I was just like, I'm not going to be afraid. I choose not to be afraid. Like, Jesus is with me. And so I shared my testimony for a group of people and it was really cool. Okay, so number four is Adelaide, where I did my DTS. And in the middle of our outreach, we went back there to help the base move from one part of Adelaide to another. So that was also part of our outreach. And then we went to Tasmania, which is that island that's number five. And we traveled a lot around there. The base there is right outside of Hobart, the capital, but we traveled around a lot, doing a project that they have called Love Tasmania, which is their goal is to reach every town in Tasmania with the love of God. So we went to some churches and some schools. These are pictures of one of the churches we went to where we helped the pastor. We actually went around the town and did a survey for him, and then we got to help lead worship, and we did our dramas. And is that picture upside down? Yep. That's really weird. It wasn't like that before. Okay. Well, if you can see, yeah. That's one of the schools we went to, the picture that's upside down. And I got to share my testimony again for a bunch of teenage kids, which was way more intimidating than the people in the Outback. They're all just kind of staring at me blankly. But it was awesome. And I really think, like, I'm just believing that I was able to touch lives with my testimony there. And it was just, again, awesome that I had the courage and boldness to do it. And then the other picture is at the last church we went to in Tasmania. I shared about the drama that we did. So yeah, Tasmania was really awesome. And the whole DTS was a really incredible experience of God just growing me. He grew me so much in freedom. Like in Byron Bay, I started going around barefoot, which I know it sounds like a little thing, but before I would never do that. I was just too shy to go barefoot. I don't know. But it was just representative of the fact that God just took the things that I thought of as my personality or just who I was, and he said, no, like those are inhibitions in your life that keep you from being able to live in complete freedom and fully serve me. And he just broke all those chains off of me, and he grew me so much in that. This is a picture of me with a kangaroo, because everybody keeps asking me if I got to see koalas and kangaroos, and yes, there were lots, and I even got to kiss a baby one. The end.
Thank you, Amy. That's one. Stay right here. I want to just take a moment to acknowledge what God has done in Amy's life and to recognize that the God who did that work in Amy can also do that same work in you. I know that there are some of you here right now who can't ever imagine yourself being used by God in that kind of a way. But God wants to change your expectation of yourself and your expectation of Him. And so I'm going to just stop everything right now and invite you. If you have struggled with anxiety, with depression, with fear, with separation anxiety, or with any of those things, I want to invite you to come and stand right here, right now. And Amy and I and some of the young people are going to pray for you. Church, would you extend your hands towards these and let's just pray. I believe God's going to break some barriers today. He's going to break through some walls, some fears, some anxieties. It's all going to be gone. You guys go and just pray for everybody. Lay hands on them and pray for them. Up before you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are greater, you are stronger. You are stronger than every fear, every anxiety, every condition, every heart. You are stronger, Lord. And we trust you. And we ask right now that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would break every chain and every bondage right here. And do the same thing for these as you've done in Amy. Let that anointing be upon them right now. Thank you, Lord.
Stronger, you are stronger. Sin is broken. You have saved. is risen, Jesus, you are Lord of all. There is love that came for us, humbled to a sinner's cross. You broke my shame and sinfulness. Rose again, victorious. You are stronger, sin is broken, you have saved me. It is written, Christ is risen, Jesus, you are Lord of all.
Let us as brothers and sisters bring their burden before the Lord. Let us pray in faith, and let the prayer of faith be the healing of the sick and the deliverance of the captives in Jesus' name. Just lift up your voices and pray. Pray in the Spirit over them. Pray words of faith. Pray words of encouragement. Speak them out in the Spirit in Jesus' name.
Higher, be lifted higher. So let your name. perfect healer. All my life, all my cares on you, King of Kings, mighty Savior. All my life, all my cares on you.
Jesus, we bring all our cares before you this morning. We thank you, Lord. You said that we who are heavy laden can bring our burdens to you and cast them upon you, for your yoke is easy and your burden is light. So, Lord, we look to you to be the one who carries our burdens for us, and we will carry your mantle instead. We will carry your anointing instead. Thank you, Lord, that you are imparting to these right here today the blessed anointing of God that breaks every chain and every yoke of bondage. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over every wicked spirit, every evil thing, every demonic voice that has exalted itself above the knowledge of God all these years in these people's lives. We rebuke that in Jesus' name. Let these people be set free. They are God's people. They are God's property. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that boldness will arise, that strength will arise, that you will bring that anointing, that same blessing that you've given Amy, that broke through her expectation of herself and her limitations, that it raised her up. We pray that same anointing on each and every one of these. May they carry your gospel to far-flung regions of the world as well. Oh God, bring your healing. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing. We trust you, Lord. We trust in you. We believe in you today. Nothing is impossible for you. Thank you, Jesus. I will take you at your word. Jesus, you have taken hold of me. All my life is in your hands. You are my strength. You are my strength. I will look up, for there is none above you. I will bow down to tell you that I need you, Jesus, Lord of all. Jesus, Lord of all. I will look up, for there is none above you. I will bow down to tell you that I need you, Jesus, Lord of all. Jesus, Lord of all. Jesus, Lord of all. Oh, Jesus, Lord of all my life, above all my cares, you Lord of all, yes, you are Lord of all. Church, I really believe the Lord is doing something very special here today. Very, very special. He's breathing hope today. Hope for the hopeless. Help for the helpless. Amen. Amen, church. Amen. If you can, you're welcome to take your seats. Amy, if you can finish praying, go ahead. If you're still praying, you go ahead. Just make sure you prayed over everybody. Thank you guys for that. God takes broken people, puts them back together again, and then uses these foolish ones of the world to confound the wise. That's what he does. I want you to think about it. I want you to think about it. A long time ago, we preached a sermon about this here at Living Home Family Church. I want you to think about how ineligible Mary Magdalene was to be a missionary, an ambassador, an apostle for Jesus. Now, I know that she's not one of the 12, but she was the first one to be instructed by Jesus, go and tell the others that I have risen. She was the proto-apostle, the first one. For those of you who have a problem with God using women, you need to recognize that the very first person he used after the resurrection was a woman. I'm just saying. So get your attitude straight and recognize that God is in the business of using whomsoever he will. Because he's the one who chooses and not us. So God will use a teenager. And God will use an elderly lady. And God will use a young man. And God will use an old man like me. God wants to use you guys. And I want you to start believing that God can use you. Now, there are a few conditions, okay? God will use you when you believe in him. That's the first one. God will use you when you're obedient to him. That's the second one. God will use him when you're willing to sacrifice for his namesake. If you are self-serving, you will not be serving Jesus. So God will not use that. Why should he? But if you are willing to surrender it all for the sake of the call, then God will use you for his namesake. God told us 2 years ago he was going to send people to the ends of the earth from this little church. Well, Australia is the furthest we've sent him so far.